was just a pup when we found her one day, out at the pound with all the other strays. They were jumping and barking and climbing around. She sat quietly there on the ground. I looked at her and she looked at me, and I said to myself, now could she be the one we've been looking for? Oh, what luck. So we put that dog in the back of our truck. She's our good old girl, a goldie girl, best old girl in the whole wide world. Hair is gold and her eyes are brown. All the kids love her all through the town. Goldie came to live in her little preschool way back when it was just brand new. She liked to lay beneath tables and chairs, looking for the treats that the kids would leave there. Children would love to snuggle up to her and rest their heads on that pillow of fur. Take a little nap or hang for a while, but I swear that dog would just lay there and smile. She's our good old girl, a goldie girl, best old girl in the whole wide world. Hair is gold and her eyes are brown. All the kids love her all through the town. She had twice as many feet as most the other kids, and when they'd hug her tight, she wouldn't mind a bit. She had the sweetest face with a pink eraser nose, wagging tail, lots of fuzzy toes. When we'd go for walks, she'd lead the way, hurry on back to the school to play. Take on the playground and go down the slide, sometimes give little ones a ride. She's our good old girl, a goldie girl, best old girl in the whole wide world. Hair is gold and her eyes are brown, all the kids love her all through the town. Many kids have come and gone through the years, so many little hands have pet the soft gold ears. Though the children grow up and go away, Goldie still lives at the school today. She slowed way down and can't hear so well. Eyes are growing blind as far as I can tell, but she's still the good girl that she used to be, a Goldie girl at Montessori. She's our good old girl, our goldie girl, best old girl in the whole wide world. Hair is gold and her eyes are brown, all the kids love her.